Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The strangest thing, did you introduce yourself to your neighbors when you moved into your new neighborhood, or did they come introduce themselves to you? Raven, producer John, it's like the strangest situation to be in. I always lived in neighborhoods where my neighbors were right next door, and right. We would see each other and you would wave and
urban lots.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, close to downtowns. Right.
Now, where I moved to, I don't really see my neighbors. The ones that live behind me, I have no idea what their house looks like. It's pretty far away. Another neighbor, they're off in the distance. I could kind of see them through the trees in the wood. Like, I see the cars pull in and out, but like, I certainly couldn't pick them out in a lineup. I've never met them. But I thought, like, I should go say hello. And like, if there's an emergency or something happens, so at least I have their information. They have my information. Like, if my house is on fire, and I want them to be able to call the fire department and be like, it's Anna's house. Go.
Please, you know? Call me, good friend.
Yes. Right.
Your house is on fire. A phone call you never want to get.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do about it at that moment.
Or
but okay.
If my dog wanders into their property.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Even though I have the kids. Invisible fence. Right. Anything. Yeah. I just feel like it would make me happier if I knew their names and I knew my neighbors. But I don't know how to like go and do it without being awkward. What do you do when you knock on somebody's door to introduce yourself?
Well, you know what's funny is that I feel like the more spread out your neighborhood is, the more likely it is that you're going to know your neighbors and hang out with your neighbors. I've grown up my entire life in apartment buildings. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in New York City. Now I live here. I live in an apartment. You don't know the people who live around you. You don't. Mm-hmm. In fact, you go out of your way to not talk to each other in the hallway and the elevator. So I don't know. I think in your situation, it might actually be easier.
I remember when we moved into our house, within the first week, I mean, probably a dozen people stopped by our house.
Oh, really?
It was weird for us. I'm not going to lie, because we were kind of like, you know, I had lived in buildings and townhouses too, and was a little bit standoffish. So it was a little bit weird.
I like how Anna goes, oh, really? Because she's like, no one's come over to say anything to me.
Well, no one said anything. Many people brought gifts too, and like, you know, breads and cookies and the fruit basket that was the size of a watermelon must have cost a fortune. I have a neighborhood where you walk down the street, it's a cul-de-sac. People see each other, they're walking their dogs. Yours is like, you know, these people are on different sides of the street.
I mean, there's a nature preserve across
the street.
So
there's woods around.
I'm in kind of middle of nowhere. So, all right, I'm going to go and just say hello. I have to introduce myself. Tell me, what do I say?
Yeah, well, bring something for them to eat. Because if they know anything about you, they know that your family's pizzerias and restaurants.
They don't know that. They don't know who I am.
You're talking about your house on the show. It's happening. People know around you. Just bring something. You should bring a pizza. It's so much easier than a fruit basket. And there's never a time when somebody brings a pizza where I'm like, that person was not nice.
No, I think it's weird to bring a pizza to somebody's house.
I don't think it is when your family owns pizza restaurants like yours do. Hello, let's go for it.
What do you think is more likely to be eaten if you bring it over? Banana bread, or you brought cookies, or a pizza?
I don't think a pizza is getting eaten. I think they're going to be like, who's this weirdo that brought a pizza? Here, do it. Knock on the door and tell me, what do I say when I have a pizza in my hand?
Hey, how are you? Hi, I'm your new neighbor, Anna. I just thought it would be a good idea for us to know each other or me to introduce myself.
Here's a pizza.
Well, I mean, maybe hold it behind your back for one second.
Oh, good, good. John, do you have a better idea?
Yeah, I don't know. For you, I'm not too sure.
You know, that's because you can't think of anything but pizza pizza.
I'm not bringing the neighbor's pizza. It's weird.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.